Before beginning, benefits of a plan. When we face any project in life, business or personal, we all have a plan. It can be conscious or unconscious, verbal or written. We all have an idea of the necessary steps to obtain an objective, the costs and associated benefits, the risks, the possibility of success and of failure. In business, a written plan is very convenient. The benefits that we can expect from a written business plan are: businesses with written plans are more successful. This fact only justifies the expense and the work to carry out a business plan. It helps to clarify, to focus, and to investigate the business without leaving erroneous zones. It helps to coordinate the different factors of a business that are necessary for success. It is permissible to confront the ideas with reality because the dynamics of the plan force us to consider all the prominent factors of the business without forgetting any of them. It is a very useful tool to obtain the adhesion of key items of the business: investors, suppliers, management team. It is a timetable of tasks that permits us to launch the tasks according to an established calendar. It is a tool shaped from the business that permits us to work on changes when some of the factors of the business experience a variation. It is a reference system to evaluate the progress of the project and to adjust the plan in function of partial results. It is a point of reference for future plans of new projects that appear to the extent of the evolving business. The preparation of a business plan does not guarantee success in obtaining investments and support, but its absence guarantees, almost with security, failure. It is arduous and painful, but an essential exercise. The process of planning obliges us to understand with more clarity what one must do and how to do it. Although external support is not needed, a business plan is important in order to avoid errors and to recognize hidden opportunities. Starting checklist. The following checklist helps in having a general panorama of the project in mind before beginning to write the plan. A global vision will facilitate to coordinate the ideas, to establish interrelations among the diverse chapters of the plan, and will contribute to creating an impression of coherence and homogeneity. Why will this business be successful? What specific need does this product or service satisfy? What is the life expectancy of the product? How does technology affect changes to the product and business? Why is this business and this product somewhat unique? Does this product have a recognizable brand? Is there an existing demand for the product? Is the product in line or made to measure? Is the buyer the final user of the product? Replacements exist for the product? Do they rent or own the property and/or installations? What are the terms of their lease? Are the installations adequate for future expansion? Will the expansion require a new location? Who is the owner of the patent? What class of agreement does the business owner of the patent have? Does someone else have a patent covenant? Why does their business have a high growth potential? Is it a product of massive sale or does it have few large buyers? What are the demographic characteristics of their clients? What are the current market tendencies? What seasonal characteristics are there in the industry? What is the competition? What are the keys of success in its sector? What advantage does the competition have over you? What advantages do you have over the competition? How much time elapses among initial contact with the client and the sale? How do they insert their company and product in the sector? How did it determine the total sales of the sector and its growth rate? What changes in the industry can affect the profits? What singularity does the business have? Why would it be successful if it should compete with larger companies? How do they believe that their competition will react to their actions? What will they do to occupy a portion of the market? What are the critical elements of the marketing plan? What importance does publicity have in the marketing plan? What influence does publicity have on its sales? How will marketing strategies change with time? Is a direct selling plan necessary? The distribution channels are accessible? What is the importance of quality control? What are the health and security policies? Who are its suppliers and what track record do they have? How many different suppliers exist? Is there or can there be a shortage of supplies? What are the development investigations underway? What is the annual expense in investigation and development? How will investigation and development impact future sales? What business experience does the management team have? What achievements have its members obtained? What are the motivations of each team member? Can the team perform the work proposed in the business plan? How many employees does it have or need? Of what type? What are the sources of the job opportunity? What is the training cost? Does a guild exist? What is the relation of this with the business? What are the requests of capital for the next 5 years? For what purpose will the capital obtained through the plan be used? How will the investors recover their money? What profit can the investors expect and in how much time? Who will receive the plan and what characteristics will they have? What professional advice is necessary? Bookkeeper, lawyer, etc. Who can read the rough drafts and emit an objective judgment? From the investor's perspective, what objections would it do to the plan? What answers are there to said objections?